In the late 1970s, a group of gay men known as the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence began the Radical Fairy Movement in an effort to create communities for homosexuals outcasted by society. The movement began in San Francisco and has generated many congregations worldwide, one of which sits in Short Mountain, Tennessee. Soamai Deluxe, one of the founding members of the Sisters, and his friend Gabby Hayes discussed the creation and culture of the Short Mountain Sanctuary.
I'm one of the founding foremothers of the group, although very quickly we turned into 15, and now we're 1,000 around the world. And while we started out as gay males taking on the role of sisters in the queer communities, say, beginning in San Francisco, we now are quite open to lesbians and straight folk, and we've become quite diverse.
So we're in Tennessee, and a group of people got together. We owned some land, and we decided to create a radical fairy sanctuary. We call it Short Mountain Sanctuary. In the broader culture, there are sanctuaries for cats and dogs, but not for gay people. And so we wanted to have a place that was ours that we could control in the sense that we could make the rules and we could establish how things should go. So we had like this small countercultural community. We all did drugs together. We, you know, just swam naked in the creek and all that kind of stuff.
As we get older, AIDS happened, and we started dying in great numbers,
right.
And our sisters as well, too. When I look back on those, say, the original 15 sisters, half of us are still here, but half of us are now what we call nuns of the above. When we do ritual, usually the rituals involve the mixing of glitter and the ashes of the ancestors of the other nuns of the above, and they sort of get scattered in the rituals that we do.
We take care of one another, and I really feel that that's unusual to a large extent, the amount of love and caring we have for one another. And I think probably a lot of that's related to the fact that we're a marginalized group. So when we find other people who are similar, we tend to have more in common with them, more simpatico, more of that kind of vibration, which encourages love and care.
That was Soamai Deluxe and Gabby Hayes speaking in the StoryCorps Airstream trailer parked in WPLN's parking lot earlier this year. Their conversation is archived at the Library of Congress and on WPLN.org.